parents and the children could have fun together.
Please board quickly and safely. Our monorail will be departing momentarily.
Welcome to the My DVC Points podcast. Join the conversation as DVC members share their stories, personal preferences, and magical memories. Your reservation is confirmed, your fast passes are booked. Pull up on the yellow strap because our journey into the magic of membership is about to begin.
To infinity and beyond.
Now, here's your host and curator of magical stories, Chad Pennycuff.
Welcome home, neighbors. You're listening to episode 74 of the My DVC Points podcast.
Hey, Marissa, that's my line. I guess I'm in this thing now to let you guys start to do my show openers on these special episodes.
Oh, man, we're lucky.
Yeah, I'm telling you. So for everybody that's tuning in, this is a special edition of the podcast, and we're just doing a little tiny mini episode to come over what I think are some of the coolest reports the DVC resale market puts out every month, and that's the right of first refusal, average price, buybacks, and market inventory. So, Marissa, let's see what we've got.
Surprisingly enough, when we look at 2020, this is the lowest in terms of buyback rates that we've seen in 2 years. So we had seen a buyback rate so far in 2020 of 4.2%. So if you know or have been kind of following the market, 2019, we really saw a huge bump up. Actually, end of 2018, we saw one of the highest right of first refusal buybacks of almost all time. And so right now we're seeing that not only plateau, we're actually seeing that dip to the lowest we've ever seen before.
That's interesting. Do you guys have any inclinations as to why? Do you think we're just busy selling Riviera now that it's an open deal and people aren't asking for more of the older resorts?
Yeah, I think just from what I know in terms of like internal sales sides with the people that I know that work directly for DVC, I think a lot of it is there's such a huge focus on selling their direct inventory. I think they put a lot of eggs in their basket with Riviera in terms of new restrictions and all of that. So I think their priority in terms of the message that they're sending to their sales team is, hey, let's focus on selling Riviera. And the best way to do that is give the sales guide nothing to sell that's sold out. So if they're not buying it back, the sales guide don't have anything to drop to or turn to, because in the end of the day, Disney's going to make their most money on their live inventory. When they do the buybacks through right of first refusal and then resell it, they're really not making huge margins. So for them, I think it's just the focus on Riviera.
Got it. So they're just trying to push Riviera as hard as they can, which I can see why. I mean, they've got a few million dollars into that building. They need to get some of that cash back.
Couple bucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a beautiful resort too.
It is. Yes.
So that kind of explains why the mouse isn't buying back as much as he normally does. Were the average suspects hit Saratoga, Animal Kingdom, Old Key West?
Surprisingly enough, that's another one that changed. Obviously, Animal Kingdom was hit. Then we saw 10 buybacks there. So that was the all-time high in terms of January. Old Key West was number two, which again, we typically expect. Only four though. And then there was one Beach Club, one Grand Cal, and one Boulder Ridge. So I think the biggest surprise here, in addition to there being so few contracts bought back, the biggest surprise is that it's been so light on Saratoga. It's been since October that Disney's bought back a Saratoga Springs, which typically is their bread and butter in right of first refusal buybacks.
Yeah, no kidding. So that seems a little odd to me as well.
Yeah.
Is it Saratoga is just not looking as great as it used to direct?
I don't know, because somebody had done, and I'll have to find the link somewhere. Somebody had done a really, really great chart, kind of charting out overall direct sales from Disney over the last year since Riviera was released. And Disney's experiencing directly an all-time high in sales numbers. But when you actually look at the correlations of what they're selling more Saratoga Springs than they've sold ever before. So that part is really weird to me, because we know internally direct sales at DVC is selling Saratoga Springs. So I don't know if, again, maybe upper management looked at that at Disney and go, hey, we don't want that to be the case. So let's hold back on this and not give our guides any options. That's my personal just guess. I could be totally wrong, but that's what I think, is maybe they're saying, hey, you know what? We're giving kind of a crutch to our sales guides. Let's just take that away for right now. But who knows what the real story is? I do find it quite surprising and a little bit puzzling.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what the fun thing is here, is we're just kind of guessing what's going on in the market. We know what's going on in the actual resale market because that's where you guys are at every day. But other right. factors that push into this, we can just kind of pontificate a little bit. But okay, so 10 animal kingdoms, one beach club, one Boulder Ridge, one Grand Cal, and four Old Key West. So it was a pretty light month then.
Extremely.
Do you know how we did in terms of this January compared to last year January, which would be a little unfair because last year January, they had the restrictions announcement come out?
Right. So last year, December 2018 was an all-time high. I think that's when we hit like an 18% buyback. And January pretty much mimicked that. It wasn't quite as extreme as that December buyback, but I think January was in the high teens in terms of buyback percentage of what we sold that month.
Hmm. Let's move on to average sales price then. What kind of things have we seen going on in the market here?
Yeah, so average sales have stayed fairly consistent. So normally at this time of year is when we start to see those kind of slow spike ups. Now, it's hard to always really give full value to average sales, right? Because there could be a month where we're selling a lot of really small Saratoga Springs contracts. And a 50-point Saratoga Springs may sell for 120 per point versus a 200 point in the low 100s. So it's hard to always know exactly how accurate that average is. So sometimes people look and they go, well, what was the peak up in that month at that resort? It may not necessarily be that. It might just be that we sold a lot of smaller contracts, which kind of skewed that average price. So that could be kind of what you're seeing when you look at the total graph. But overall, we're seeing prices extremely consistent. So they're not spiking up. They're staying extremely consistent. I was actually chatting with Nick about this today, and it's kind of a unique time of the year. This is where we see the biggest amount of inventory. So once those dues bills hit, so mid-December up until that final deadline, which is February 15th, is really when we see the biggest influx of listings. So right now we're seeing about 100 listings posted a week, which is pretty huge in terms of inventory. So people look at their dues, they kind of reevaluate and go, hey, are we going to keep using this? Do we want to change plans? Let's go ahead and sell it. So that's usually why we see such a nice tick up in terms of available inventory. But then on top of that, we're usually at this time of year seeing high right of first refusal buybacks. Right now, we're not. So it's kind of a sweet spot to be a buyer in. You have a lot of inventory to choose from. So you don't have to be really picky on, hey, this is all there is out there. You can really go through and figure out that perfect contract. But it's also something where I know a lot of people will look at some of the listings and go, oh, I really like that Saratoga, but it's in the mid-90s. Or that Old Key West, it's in the low 90s or high 80s. Oh, I don't even know if I should put an offer on it because it's probably just going to get taken away. This is kind of that unique time where you can go, I've been wanting the Saratoga Springs contract for a while. If I could get it in the mid-90s, maybe even low 90s.
Yeah.
Right now, percentages of passing are pretty good, and you have the inventory. So you're kind of in that sweet spot to be a buyer right now.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then the other thing of it is let's say they do take back that one at the low 90s. You've got more fish in the sea right there. Right. That, okay, so maybe I'll go 95 or 97 and go mid-90s this next time.
Exactly. So yeah, it's kind of, whereas like before we've seen people who buy, I mean, we were averaging, Disney was averaging a buyback on Saratoga, just for example purposes, at about $97 per point and less. So that was a good most of 2019. So right now to be able to secure a Saratoga below that, you're in a pretty sweet spot. And then again, we've seen where people have bought and then they buy back and then they turn around and want to buy again and the prices have now jumped up. So we're not seeing that as much. So again, it gives you that time, even if you did get bought back in route of first refusal, to not stress about it.
Yeah, and absolutely, because we've still got another couple of weeks left here of, I guess, the peak listing season, because we're at the beginning of February. So we have another 2 weeks, according to your data, of doing that.
Yep, exactly.
Yes, I'm looking at average sales prices now. And the thing that pops out at me just looking at this list is Polynesian. Are you guys just like flooded with Polynesian inventory right now?
Yeah. So we've been talking about this. If somebody had asked me a question a couple of days ago and said, hey, Marissa, if you could buy anywhere, where would you buy? So there's always that question of, hey, what's the most bang for your buck, right? So Saratoga Springs is a low purchase price. It's low dues. It has a healthy amount of years left. But personally, where I would kind of put my focus in. And again, not that Disney Vacation Club is an investment. Let me go ahead and get that statement out there. However, it's kind of cool to own somewhere where you see that value going up over time. So the really cool thing with Polynesian right now is you can buy in for far less than what it initially sold for, which we rarely see when it comes to DVC. Usually it kind of hits the market. It might be a little bit less and then prices start to jump, especially if we're talking Disney directly is at $245 per point. So right now we're at $100 on average, we're over $100 gap there. So it's a pretty sweet spot again. And because Disney waits a good typical 3 to 5 years from sellout before they even start touching on right of first refusal, I've heard rumors that other brokers have had Polynesian bought back. We've never seen a Polynesian bought back in right of first refusal. So again, that's kind of a sweet one where if you've been kind of eyeing and say, you know what, my dream would be a monorail resort, Polynesian, man, you're getting it in the low 140s. And chances of passing right of first refusal are pretty darn good.
And there's so many years left. The dues are middle of the pack to reasonable.
Right.
I mean, I've been saying since we did that bungalow show together that Polynesian was a great time to buy. It's a great time to buy Polynesian. That's what's jumping out at me at this list right now as I look at it. That's where I would buy if I was picking up another contract. Because the other thing is I'm looking over at DVC rental store. And their Polynesian requests for people to rent those points is just miles long, it seems.
Right.
There's just so many people wanting to rent those that it's this great sweet spot of it's a low price to buy. But if you ever needed to rent, the people are just lined up to rent your points.
Yep. It's the perfect storm right now.
Yeah. But other than that, I'm looking at like comparing December 19 through January 20 and average sales price. And we're all within like $3-4 either way. Some are up $3, some are down $3. But either way, it really hasn't moved an awful lot. So we're still at that really good low time.
Yeah, absolutely. And a couple like to point out, Alani's are selling at really great prices right now. Grand Cal, we're finally seeing that kind of, it was peaking those 200s. Inventory got really, really low. We saw a really nice average in January. Inventory is low again. So if you're a seller, it's a good time to get out there. But again, it hasn't hit that like astronomical low 200s per point yet either.
That's what I'm holding out for. That and my trip to Grand Cal next summer. So
there you go.
Then I'll really consider that. Okay. But if it's over 200, then we're going to be talking, Marissa. So
yeah, there we go. You have my number.
Yeah. I'm looking at this as well going Alani down to $92 a point.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Especially since we're seeing another direct increase on that. So it's again, about $100 gap right now.
Exactly. And you've still got 40 years left in Alani, someplace right about there. Did I get that?
42.
Okay. So 42 left in Alani. That's quite a bit of time.
Yes.
What other things are just spiking in inventory or any shortages you have right now? What would be a good thing to list?
So Grand Cal, we're very, very low with that. It's probably our lowest on inventory at the moment. Surprisingly enough, we've had a lot of people who've sat on Alani's before, where sometimes our average sale rate is 99%. We sell our listings in 30 days or less. Alani's have historically sat a little bit longer. So sometimes we've seen 45, sometimes 60. We're seeing our Alani listings move within that 30-day timeframe. So if you're looking to sell an Alani and get it moving, surprisingly enough, inventory is quite low on Alani. And then one of the ones that we definitely, if you're looking to sell, Animal Kingdom, we are seeing those fly. Because again, going back to kind of the buyer side, last year, you couldn't get an Animal Kingdom less than 113 a point. Disney was grabbing it. So even our average sales didn't quite reflect reality because Disney was snagging at such high rates. So now to be able to get an Animal Kingdom in the low 100s per point is a steal compared to the last year, what we've seen prices at.
It is, because I remember when I listed my Animal Kingdom, I think I got 117 for it, 118
right.
maybe.
And that was totally normal. So now we're seeing more people buying because of the great prices. But again, we have very low inventory there as well.
Yeah. Awesome. It's a great time to buy that as well. Because I'm always looking at this. And the whole reason why we do this show is I have an MBA in financial planning. And I kind of see this stuff kind of moving. And I like following the market. And I've heard back from a few other listeners that do as well. So if this episode's not your cup of tea, you can just hit the skip button and we'll be right back. It's a bonus episode. So you won't miss anything by just hitting the skip button. But if you're like me and you want to geek out with this, it's my favorite time of the month is when I see all these great numbers come out from Nick.
I think our site always boosts up during the day when he puts out these reports. We get so many people on the website during those times. Because I think even if you're not a financial planner or really like a numbers nerd, it really still is a cool thing to kind of look at and get a good gauge of the market.
It is, because always in the back of my mind, I'm always running this thing going, if I had to sell, what would I sell? Okay.
Right.
And my wife has keep saying, you know, we need to sell to this. We need to, and it changes, but okay, as to who her victim is. But I'm like, no.
Who's next up on the chopping block?
Yeah. Hopefully not for a while. I've held off until we get back from our Alani meet, because I really want a grand villa in Alani. And then after that, I'll consider it. It'll be painful, but I'll consider it.
Nice. A grand villa in Alani.
Yeah.
Now who's getting bougie?
Yeah. Well, hey, I gotta keep up with that bungalow show we did.
I know.
Okay?
It. Well, right? I'm doing next weekend, I'm doing the, not that it's super bougie, but I'm going to do the cottages at Vero Beach. So we'll have to do another bougie podcast.
I'm telling you, they were available when I came in August this year to do my Vero trip. And I almost did it, but I kept going internally. Grand Villa Alani, save the point, save the point, save the points.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'd have been right there with you booking the beach category. So let's go ahead and wrap this show up, Marissa. How can people follow up with you if they want to know more about these average sales prices, listing, selling, buying, any of those kind of fun things?
Yeah. So our website is dvcresalemarket.com. If you're looking to get average sales or right of first refusal reports, we post them in our blog section, but it's really easy. We have a search button right on top, and our website is super user-friendly. If you type in ROFR in the search, it'll show you every right of first refusal blog we've ever done. And then if you type in average sales, that's going to show you all of our blogs there. So it's super user-friendly, very helpful. But if you want that person behind it to kind of run numbers by or ask questions, that's what we are here for. Our whole team, our former DVC Disney employee. So we're here to help. If you'd like to reach out to me directly, it's very easy. You can just email me. My email is my name. So it's Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A at dvcresalemarket.com.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us today, Marissa.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us. And we look forward to welcoming you all home soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, please watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
Aw, cheer up, Dad. You know I'll come back. With DVC.
My DVC Points is an unofficial Disney-inspired podcast created by fans of Disney Vacation Club. The thoughts expressed in this podcast are personal opinions and personal experiences. My DVC Points is not affiliated with Disney Vacation Club, the Walt Disney Companies, or any subsidiaries. We encourage listeners to contact their DVC guide or member services for official DVC policies.